Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. First, we're going to check in with Lost Tavern Brewing. Kenny and Ken Rampola, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. We're talking about getting back to business. First, tell us a little bit about Lost Tavern Brewing. How did you start?
We started back in July of 2017. It's been a great time since then. Obviously, this year we've had our challenges, but taking a stride.
You have two locations?
We do. We have one here in Hellertown that's home for us, where our brewery resides, as well as a tap room. And then we opened last year a second tap room in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, with the partnering food source.
What got you into this business?
We actually had our partner, Tony Ganji. He couldn't be with us this morning, but he brought us the opportunity. He was brewing at the time and had a business plan come together with two partners that he started out with. And we moved forward, and here we are today. So he's ahead of our production and runs our brew team.
Now, you're actually brewing beer inside your stores, correctly?
That's correct. All our brewing's done in Hellertown currently, and we have another facility in Hellertown ready to expand, but that was ready to go just when the pandemic hit.
So how did you handle the pandemic when it hit? What did it do to your business?
It was career-altering. We have been blessed with great success and very loyal patrons. Recently, even this year, we were nominated as the best brewery in the Lehigh Valley by Style Magazine. So we were riding a pretty good crest. The only problem is when you can't have patrons come visit, it changes the mode of operation. Luckily for us, Kenny turned this company into an internet sales machine basically overnight. So I'll let him comment on that.
Yeah, we're lucky to have an awesome staff here, very supportive through all this, and core group who, you know, we gave the option. We were able to keep everybody employed through this, but we gave the option out of, you know, everybody's comfortability level. We had a number of team members who rose to the occasion, and we went to work, not without plenty of challenges, but moved to, you know, pick up and contactless as possible sales, headed through the internet at 10 comments. So,
what's the biggest thing that you must keep in mind when you're trying to be contactless in a service like yours?
I think it's to be innovative and make sure that you don't cut any corners. We realized that indoor dining was going to be a problem. We took a parking lot and turned it into a beer garden, invested probably $50,000 or $70,000, which was a little tough when business was as tight as it was, but we figured that was the only way to make sure that we could offer a safe space for our patrons. So we got a tent, we got lights, we got an electrician, we got an outdoor bar, and our team has really been honed on, hey, there's no shortcuts here, you know, from open table, from making sure the reservations, from trying to follow the latest government mandate or government suggestion, depending on which government we talk about. You know, it you got to do it every day, guys. You know, there's no shortcuts.
How do you keep track of who's telling you what to do?
that's a weekly challenge for sure.
Right.
It changes very often. Yeah, we've erred on the side of caution in every instance. So there were mandates and there are suggestions. Large in part, we follow the suggestions and obviously the mandates. But on top of that, we decided when we could go back to some outdoor seating, we gave it a week. We looked around. We had a lot of great businesses, you know, in our industry, very close, who've been at this longer than us. Not that anyone's been through this pandemic, but we wanted to make sure that we were coming out the gates correctly. So we made the decision to give it an extra week, 2 weeks, and kind of evaluate, make sure that we were going to this right, not just jumping into it. Obviously, we wanted sales to get back as normal as we can make them, but not jeopardizing anybody's staff or patrons' health.
Yeah, and I think the most rewarding thing about that is that, by and large, you know, 99.9% of our patrons and our guests can see and appreciate what we're trying to do. Occasionally, we do have somebody that doesn't understand why we're asking for their cell phone number, but by and large, most of our loyal patrons understand we're doing this for their protection and the protection of our staff.
How will the colder months affect you? One of your locations, at least, is very conducive to doing business outside, and it's a comfortable atmosphere.
We bought a tremendous amount of outdoor heaters. We've ordered the sides to our tent in Hellertown, and we're going to try to make it through as comfortably as we can, and hopefully we have a nice Indian fall or summer, and it allows us to stay out as longer. It will be a challenge if we're still at 50% from the Pennsylvania rules. I think every restaurant and bar will have that same type of challenge if the number doesn't change from 50%.
Gentlemen, what would you like our listening audience to know about your business now?
Not only ours, but other local businesses. You get out there and support. There's a lot of people that are doing this right that won't put you at risk. But to make sure that those businesses are here at the end of this, when we get out of it, God willing, sooner than later, that we can all come together and look at the times that we got each other through this.
Anything that you've learned from this that you can carry forward that might make you work more efficiently?
Yeah, relationships matter. People matter. I've seen when you work on relationships with your employees, when you work on your relationships with patrons, how they support you. Local government has been there for us. Obviously, the chamber has been there for us. And it's every day is working with people where the true character comes out. And you'd be amazed that when tough time comes, how those people stick together and help each other.
At Lost Tavern Brewing, you honor the past and craft the future. What does that mean?
We try to do that with everything we do. We're always trying to innovate with some new styles and give our patrons something new and exciting to drink while also crafting classic styles to have a wide range of variety. But it really kind of comes back all through how we handle our day-to-day business, making sure that we're paying homage to the historical towns that we reside while being part of the growth of both we always are hoping to be.
Part of the turn on and fun of this business is watching people come in and say, I don't like a particular style of beer. And then when they leave, said, I never thought it tasted like that. It's great. So that's the fun part of craft brewing.
Sticking on the fun part of this, who comes up with names like Coco Flex and Lost Pillow?
So it's a team effort. I handle a lot of the naming of beer. Tony and their team really trust me to try to do it as best as we can. Coco Flex is actually a collaboration that we've worked with another brewery down in North Wales, Pennsylvania. But that said, I mean, our staff is always bringing fun names up, and we challenge them to challenge our process on that too. So,
being the older part of this partnership, they don't let me name many of the beers.
Lost Tavern Brewing is open. Your locations, please. How do we get to you?
Yeah, so you can check our website. We try to keep it as up to date as possible. Like you had said, the regulations and what we can do are changing weekly. But that has our hours in both locations. But 782 Main Street in Hellertown, right in the town center here. And then we are on 444 Main Street in Bethlehem, right in the historic district right across from Hotel Bethlehem.
In the historic Moravian Bookshop.
Kenny and Ken Rampola of Lost Tavern Brewing, thank you very much for joining us on Every Main Street.
A pleasure. Thank you. Cheers.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY, Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11, offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Next on Every Main Street, we're speaking with Josh Papacek from Sauk & Source. Josh, welcome.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Greg.
Yes, you bet. Tell us about Sauk & Source.
Well, Sauk & Source is a online news publication that covers Sauk & Valley. We were founded in 2014. We're essentially like a community newspaper providing daily updates on local news, everything from high school sports to local government to crime, new business openings. And, of course, this year has been different because of COVID-19. We've done a lot of coverage of that. But it's sauknsource.com. We have a Facebook page. We have an email newsletter. We have a very engaged online community of readers, which is great because that really makes for a more robust website, and I enjoy doing it.
What has the pandemic done with your business?
Well, I was fortunate because before the pandemic, my business was basically entirely remote because it could be all done remotely because we're strictly a website, so everything can be done electronically and, for the most part, contactlessly. So I really did not have to miss too many beats when the coronavirus started. We did put a podcast that I produced on hold from about March till August, just because we had a lot of guests lined up for that we had to cancel in the beginning, not knowing, you know, how contagious the disease was. And certainly we wanted to take all precautions when recording interviews in person, which is what I normally do. But we're back doing that now. The podcast is called No Rain Date. It's a local news and current events podcast. We also interview local business owners, civic leaders, artists, musicians from all over the Lehigh Valley. So that was probably the biggest disruption. Of course, I try and provide support to other local businesses in the form of information about what's going on, whether it's grants, loans that are available. Most of that is over now, but that was a big thing earlier. And just to be a support network for businesses, because a lot of them are struggling, especially the local small businesses. And we're here on Main Street in a small town, so I'm unfortunately covering some of those business closings, and it's hard to see.
What have you learned from this experience?
I've certainly learned that the community, the strengths of a small town are truly its people in a situation like this. Even though we can't maybe physically be together, we've really supported each other online. I'm a member of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I really would like to give them a shout out because they've gone above and beyond as far as maintaining the flow of information to everybody, and also as being a source for grants. And so I work closely with Jessica O'Donnell from the Chamber, who has been here for 6 years in Hellertown and done a lot to organize big events and grow them. So, of course, we're disappointed this year that, you know, the events aren't taking place, but we're still working together and towards a positive future when this is all over. And things will probably be different. I know things won't go back to being exactly the same, but as long as the people we have are the people we have now and able to problem solve the way they do and work together as a team, I know we'll do fine.
Josh, is it news gatherer and reporter, what do you think are the biggest issues facing us now as we reopen?
Certainly, the uncertainty that remains about the virus is a big issue. I cover the schools, and Sauk & Valley is actually currently closed because of two coronavirus cases that they've had in the high school. Sauk & Valley High School is closed. But that's also had a trickle-down effect as far as affecting sports. And sports are a big source of community pride, civic pride, and morale. So when you lose that too, it's kind of like adding insult to injury. And so I think everybody wants them to be able to play safely, and we're looking forward to that coming up soon. Of course, the election is sort of underpinning everything with another layer of uncertainty. A lot of people are concerned about voting by mail. So there's really been more of an intrusion of national and world events on local news this year than ever before, because everything kind of comes back to COVID-19 and to a lesser degree politics anymore. So that's been interesting.
Has COVID-19 had an economic impact on your business?
Yes, it definitely has had an impact. I don't know any media company that hasn't been impacted. I think I've had less of an impact than some. I'm very grateful to the advertisers that have continued with me and the new advertisers that have decided to join me, partly because, as I said, everything can be done contactlessly and it's very flexible because we're entirely remote. I've had new ads from, like, counselors, for example. People, unfortunately, need more counseling due to COVID-19. It's taking an emotional toll, especially on frontline workers. So I've been able to replace some advertisers that had to take a break with newer advertisers that had something that was timely, a product or service. And so I'm very grateful for that. You just have to be very willing to think outside the box. I know that's a cliche, but we're used to doing that here, because when I started this business, nobody thought it would last. Nobody thought you could make a business out of just covering Hellertown news. Well, here I am 6 years later doing it. So,
tell us how we see Salk and Source. What's your website, and how do we get in contact with you?
Sure. The website is salkandsource.com. You can also check out the Facebook page for Salk and Source. Most of the stories are posted as links on the Facebook page. We have an email newsletter that goes out 3 times a week. You can subscribe to that on the website, and then you'll get it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening. As I mentioned, we also have a podcast, which is available on iTunes, Spotify, and all the major apps for podcast listeners. That's called No Rain Date. And my email is josh@salkandsource.com. That's generally the best way to get in touch with me, although you can also message the Facebook page, and I'll get it in my inbox there. And I just also wanted to mention that Salk and Source does not have any paywalls. All of our content is locally produced and free to readers, thanks to our advertisers and also our members. We have a voluntary member support program for people that value local news, and they can contribute to our mission that way.
Salk and Source, it's a good way to get a deeper dive into some of today's news issues. And we're speaking with Josh Papacek, who's the owner and the editor. Josh, thank you very much for being on Every Main Street today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you interested in inspiring and informing future generations through WDIY's programming? A gift through your will, retirement plan, or estate plan is a wonderful legacy to leave to those that will need a trusted place to hear what's going on in the world. For information about naming WDIY as a beneficiary, please call 610-694-8100 or visit wdiy.org/legacy.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Let's welcome Aaron DeLong on Every Main Street. Aaron is with Service Masters, and I believe, Aaron, you are the disaster restoration manager?
I am.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that we were kind of on the front lines there battling this year's good old COVID-19 strain. We go out, send our trained technicians out to follow CDC guidelines to help apply disinfectants for viruses and bacteria. That actually includes, I know people forget about that there's other things other than COVID, but that's including things like the AIDS and HIV strains, hepatitis, regular old stomach bug, seasonal flu, even the common cold. So,
Aaron, I didn't think of Service Master doing that because I've used your service when I've had floods or small fires. But tell us about how you your disinfecting business.
Yeah, so we do the things that you just listed. We also do residential and business cleaning, janitorial cleaning, all kinds of specialty cleaning. So really our company is doing anything that affects a building or the structure. We can be in there and cleaning it up, windows, ducts, the whole nine. So it's really been our training and what we specialize in. You know, it's only natural for us to kind of take the lead and get out there and be applying these disinfectants so that we can keep our community going and our businesses open.
How did you learn how to become a disinfectant expert?
Well, we have a lot of guidance from our corporate office. We have legal teams and we have developers, researchers, all within the umbrella of Service Master that develop these products and work with CDC, work with researchers all over the country. Some of the franchises out there are even going as far as working with government hazmat companies and cleaning up the big stuff, you know, the Ebola and stuff mm-hmm. like that that comes in. So we have a lot of backing from corporate office to take care of stuff like that,
so
and get training.
What percentage of your business would you say is now related to COVID?
Well, this year, that's really, it kept us afloat earlier in the year. Things have kind of gotten back to normal, as I think a lot of people are probably seeing, as far as the feeling of, you know, things calming down a little bit. I know we're all sort of working from home still, and things are different, but I think that we have definitely come a long way this year from where we were in March when everything was just chaos. So back at the beginning of the year in February, March, even into April, that was a big chunk of our business because everyone just wanted to make sure that their employees and customers were safe and everything was clean and safe for people to return.
So for the person who's sitting at home just wanting to make sure that they've got their home clean enough, if you will, what are some of the products that really work?
Well, we're using some viricides. We use Sanimaster, Virex, things like that. I have been seeing commercials out there lately for a product called Microban, which is a product that we use in higher concentration. So things like that. You want to look. CDC has a website that actually lists products that are approved or types of products that are approved. So if you're looking to just clean up around the house, it's always advised to go to the CDC website and see what those products are. We're kind of more on the bigger scale mm-hmm. where we're going into places that multiple customers are going in and just making sure that overall the company is safe. But we have still been going into homes and doing our regular cleaning as well, and we are cognizant of people's concerns about having outside people in their homes. So we have all the PPE protections. Our technicians are trained. They're trained to go into people's homes with that PPE on to ensure that they're feeling safe and comfortable in their own home.
Are there any products that we're using at home that really don't kill virus? Anything you can think of?
Well, I don't want to steer the conversation wrong and say, you know, I'm kind of more in the back end in the office. You know, I would say a product like bleach, people think kills everything. And while it does kill a lot and it's probably okay within your home, I really advise going to the CDC website to see the list of actual approved ingredients for killing things like the SARS strain, which COVID-19 is a new form of SARS.
Yeah, I'm kind of like the guy in the Greek wedding movie where I use Windex on everything, and I learned that that's probably not the greatest thing to do.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe you're on to something.
So what's in the future for Service Masters?
I mean, we're going to continue doing what we have been doing. We've been in business for over 50 years. We're family-owned and operated. Our grandfather started it back in '67. We're now third-generation owned by his granddaughter, Alexandria. So 50 years in the business, we've gotten pretty good and skilled at keeping our eye on the ball here. And, you know, this year we had to really focus on that application of disinfectant, you know, that type of thing. But we still maintain doing the same thing we have been all these years. You know, a lot of excellence in our janitorial lines, our residential cleaning, carpet cleaning, upholstery, that type of thing. So I think we're really just planning on staying the course like we always have and trying to be a, you know, straightforward, honest company that just wants to get everyone cleaned up.
I've always been impressed with how Service Master comes into the house after you have a disaster in your house and they look at it and analyze it, and it doesn't seem to bother you guys.
Yeah.
I think I have this huge problem, and they'll say, well, we're going to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. And believe it or not, it gets back to normal.
Yeah, I mean, I think that people, you know, the average person isn't used to their home being flooded or smoke threw out because a furnace malfunctioned. You know, we see these things every day, so we train, we take classes, we get certifications. We have IICRC certifications, a lot of training in this stuff. So in addition to that, we really work on our customer service. So we understand that it's an emotional time, and nobody wants to lose their belongings, pictures, things that are important to them. So we try to take great care with, you know, the handling of that situation and just being cognizant of the emotional toll that that can take on people.
This program on Every Main Street is sponsored by the Lehigh Valley Chamber. What has the Chamber done for you during this time?
Well, the Chamber, I mean, very early on, you know, when it was still chaotic and everything, really established itself as a safe place for information. And by that I mean they were a huge resource for everything from legal information to business closure and hours of operation information. They had lists of what companies were open and community news, Zoom meetings, virtual updates. They were just very adept at community unification during a super chaotic time, and they continued to grow and utilize technology to keep driving business, and that was just invaluable to us, and I'm sure to everyone in our community.
Aaron, if we need your service, how do we contact you?
Well, you can call us at 610-965-6058, or you can find us on the web, internet, www.servicemasterofallentown.com. And we're on Facebook. Or you can find me out at events. If we ever have events in person again, I'm always out and about.
Yeah, I think we've met. Aaron DeLong with Service Masters of Allentown, thank you very much for being on Every Main Street.
Thanks so much for having me.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.